Heather Picken, super grateful that you are here with me. I've loved seeing all the stuff that you post on LinkedIn. Love the message, love your energy. And I also love that we both have the light theme with Lusum and with Lux. So very grateful that you're here with me on Perlusum.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really enjoying connecting with you here today.
Absolutely. Well, we'll get right into it. Heather, first question for you is, what is your business?
So my company is Lux Analytics. I'm a business consultant specializing in vision development. So basically, I help people to develop their vision and create an implementation strategy.
What would you say compelled you to start your business?
I love this question. I think about this all the time. And one of the conversations I have with people is asking them, like, what's the first thing that you think about when you wake up in the morning? And it's really interesting. If you want to know a lot about a person, ask them that question. And the reason why I like this question is I was back, I can remember being back in my 20s, and I realized that not everyone was waking up and meditating, being intentional, having self-reflection about their day. But that is just kind of like how I was wired. I was like really obsessed about, okay, how can I improve my day? I really took time to reflect, like, what are my thoughts? What are my actions? What are some of the strategies that I could improve upon to really become more disciplined? Like, how do I navigate around all of these specific challenges? And what was really, really interesting is people would look at me like I was some kind of oddity. And I realized, I really found out in the modern world, what I am is a management consultant, because I think about in terms of what you need to do today to like really get centered up, because once you're aligned, then you can really excel. So I think about that moment all the time, because I thought, oh, everyone just thinks like that. And then you realize that intrinsic value you bring to an individual, a CEO, and a team is just really inspiring.
Absolutely. You use one of my favorite words right there, alignment. So key, so crucial. It's been a very powerful word for me and everything that I even do to this day. So I applaud you for really focusing on that. Heather, how would you say that you're leading the way with the work that you're doing?
Andrew, we are living in like this digital fog right now with all the acceleration of AI. So in my world, I help people to develop their vision and implement it. And I have some really powerful tools that use vision development. But when it comes to discipline, that's key. I've actually created some interesting tools that help to reorganize the mind, and we use that in consulting. And also, people just use it like independently as well. So, about 4 years ago, I published my first journal called the Vision Journal, and it was designed around how to create a daily discipline to execute the vision. Because what I find is a lot of people have, they can have like great vision, but it just disappears with the execution. So the journal is really designed to imprint the vision on a consistent basis. It's part of a meditative tool, part visualization tool, and it leverages a lot of the old science and new science about how to really improve cognitive function. So in fact, what's really cool is we've actually achieved a patent last year for this tool that allows the journal to be read by a computer. So it can interpret like what you're working on based on what you're journaling. Now, we haven't implemented this specific tool yet as it relates to AI. And really, when I'm looking at the direction of the industry is going, it is really understanding performance, our thoughts. And so when you're really understanding like your own internal connection to your conviction, it really isn't about the latest trends, but it really comes down to how you get there, right? How you're making your vision connect. And then long term, with what I'm doing, how we're recording this and analyzing all of that data.
Who would you say are your ideal clients? Who are you typically working with? Who are you aiming to work with? Who do they look like?
So for me, you know, when you look at an organization, generally the CEO or maybe another person on the executive team, maybe some of the research departments, it's really, you know, you're going to find people that are really driving the organization. Those are the people that are the carriers of the vision. They're the ones that are kind of like yanking the chains, you know, when the meeting goes like awry, like, no, the vision's over here, where we want to go over here. And those are the people who generally need my consulting. Traditionally, those are my clients, because what I'm doing essentially is helping them to refine their vision, get better at communicating it, and then giving them some tools to create discipline. Now, that being said, what's really kind of interesting is I work with some smaller groups, some accountants, which I'm kind of chuckling, but what's interesting about them is that they're very analytical. You know, they have to be disciplined, and they only need just some minor tweaks. And what I find is that they're really thriving when they're utilizing the methods. Now, another one, and this is just one I'm just super excited about, is financial advisors. I love financial advisors because they are performance oriented, and it's how they're wired on Wall Street. And so when you show them a better way of, like, you know, how you can do something, they will take that, they will run out and implement it, and the result, they'll make more money. It's just really fun to watch. So maybe they'll do more research or they'll find more clients. But from a management consulting standpoint, it's like they're kind of built like sports cars. Like they're just moving so fast. But it's just, I really have fun working with that vertical.
Furthermore, just for my own notes and also to add to it, in the organizations that you work with, not necessarily just the individuals, do you find yourself in a specific size of organization or vertical there as well?
You know, I gave that a lot of thought and consideration. It really does come down to who's driving the vision. And I will get contacted with various sizes and organizations. So I find the best in just an organization, the people, the leaders that have a growth mindset.
What would you say the ideal conversation is you're looking to start with these ideal and prospective clients?
You know, everyone says this different. And what I think in terms of is, where's your North Star? Like, where's that sweet spot that it's just like lighting you up the most? And that is really like, you know, where you're at right now. So it's like, what direction do you want to go and why, and how are you going to get there? I think that's really important, you know, asking those specific questions. And again, it is what I like to use this word a lot, and what you're most aligned with. Because when you're in alignment, when I'm asking specific questions and you know that, it doesn't, like, you know, it's like you're going to spend as much time as it takes. And in essence, it's going to accelerate everything. And those are the kinds of questions I like asking.
Last one for us here, Heather. Who would you say are your ideal collaborators and referral partners that can lead you to those ideal clients?
My best referral source actually winds up being my clients, because they become true believers in my method. Because once you have someone that really takes on, you know, just really getting clarity, like getting the clarity, getting the deep focus, getting the discipline, you want that next person in your life to have that experience. And so in a lot of cases, what I find interesting is I'll work with a wife, maybe she's working in a company or she's an entrepreneur, and then she'll share it with her husband. And then maybe I'll work with one person that they'll introduce me like to a business associate. So that just kind of opens up the doors. It's kind of like this ripple effect. I might get clients from other management consultants that have small organizations. They're like, hey, we've got this individual that really needs help. They need some support and daily discipline. So I'll use my method with, you know, maybe it's some tactical or behavioral changes. But what I find is just, you know, really my clients are some of my best referral sources.